The Guardian. Now, archaeologists in Mexico are on the brink of unearthing what they believe is the funeral chamber of the most powerful Aztec king ever to have been born. Here's The Guardian's Joe Tuckman with the story.
Aztec revivalists in the huge Zócalo Plaza at the centre of Mexico City dance to a beating drum decked out in loincloths and feather headdresses within sight of the ruins of the great Templo Mayor pyramid. This was the heart of the Aztec capital Tenochtitlan, and nowhere was the power of its emperors, the representatives of the sun on earth, any clearer. Constructed on an artificial island in the lake, the city so impressed the Spanish when they arrived in 1519 that they wrote home comparing it to Constantinople. When they had conquered it 2 years later, that awe transformed into a frenzy of destruction, in part motivated by a desperate search for hidden riches to melt down and send back to Spain. But though they looked, they were never able to raid any royal tombs because they never found any. Nobody ever has. But now, archaeologists digging at the foot of the pyramid believe they may be on the point of uncovering the funeral chamber of the emperor Ahuitzotl.
Ahuitzotl is el octavo rey aztec.
Ahuitzotl was the eighth Aztec king, and he is the most powerful of all. He's the one who takes the frontiers of the empire from the Tarasca area to Guatemala. He is the one who expands the empire most.
Leonardo López Luján leads the excavation that began after the accidental discovery in October 2006 of a huge monolith under a demolished colonial building. The earth goddess Tlaltecuhtli is carved on top, with skulls instead of knees and elbows, drinking a stream of blood, wearing a funeral headdress with the date of King Ahuitzotl's death, 1502, carved under one of her claws. Ground-penetrating radar has since identified cavities beneath, and excavation revealed an entranceway that appears to lead down to the funeral chambers the archaeologists are every day more convinced exist.
We have never excavated a context like this. Everything is very new for us. The interesting thing is that inside the entrance we found an unbroken stucco steel that means that the chambers have not been violated.
This is where it's all happening. A group of about a dozen archaeologists getting closer, inch by inch, scrape by scrape, to what they hope will be one of the most important discoveries made yet in Aztec archaeology. The first royal tomb ever found. But it's very contained. The archaeologists may be just a few feet away from the big prize, but they have to put a lid on their emotions in advance with phenomenal care so as not to destroy what can't be put back later. Every stone is dusted off and inspected, perhaps even photographed and drawn, before it's removed. And that's nothing compared to the performance surrounding the removal of the artifacts, the teeth, the bones, the jade, the human skulls, the sacrificial knives, the things that are being found in the offerings on the site that are excavated over months.
Puede esperar que las ofrendas asociadas sean ricas, ¿no? Si hacemos caso a las descripciones de Alvarado de Susomo.
We can hope that the accompanying offerings will be rich. Not just of objects, but also of animals, jaguars, pumas, eagles, etc., etc., and also sacrificial victims. Like in the great tombs in Egypt and Ur and in China, where servants were buried with their lords.
But as the scraping goes on, López Luján tries to stop himself getting too carried away about what they might find when they finally reach the cavities, probably in about May.
Apunta en esa dirección, ¿no? Pero
everything points in this direction, but we have to be cautious. What happens with hypotheses is that you get all excited and you start convincing yourself. It happens to all archaeologists. You go down a meter and you find out that it wasn't what you expected, but something you never even imagined.
As they work, the sounds of the Zócalo float into the site. The Aztec revivalist dancers take a break, and an organ grinder takes over.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.